Hello and welcome. I'm Rofiwa Madzena. Entrepreneurship is tough. It takes grit and a willingness to move on from 1,000 no's, because those no's will yield one yes, and that one yes can grow the business and build the economy, because South Africa banks on business and business banks on us. My guest today is Aisha Pandor, and she's the founder of Sweep South. Aisha, thank you so much for your time. Let's talk about this Sweep South. You know, how do you come up with a business like this? You know, what happened? What is it really?
So the idea for Sweep South really came about when myself and my co-founder, who's my husband, who's the business CTO, were sitting at home trying to work through different business ideas. We'd recently resigned from corporate jobs and knew we wanted to build a tech-enabled business, but didn't know exactly what. And sitting at home, working through business ideas, and our nanny and helper told us that she was going to be going away on holiday and asked us to find a temporary replacement to step in for her. And through that very, very frustrating process of, looking through classifieds and asking friends for referrals, and also through interviewing people and realizing that, many domestic workers and other home service providers struggle to get connected to the right work opportunities at the right time, we figured out that actually, this could be a business idea. And if we could use technology to connect the two sides to each other, we could potentially build a business that had a lot of scale. There are many home service providers in South Africa and in the rest of the world, but also that was solving a really crucial problem, the problem of unemployment or underemployment. And so the idea kind of landed in our lap in a sense, but we also figured out that this was something that we felt passionate about solving and that we had the skills to solve. And so we went about trying to build it.
So you have this aha moment from a very frustrating personal issue that you have to deal with. How do you then go about building that? You know, we always speak about finances, but there are so many other components that go into turning that aha moment into something viable.
Yeah, there's a big difference between, having an idea and then actually executing and turning that idea into a product and a business. And so for us, there were a few crucial steps to take between, just having that initial concept for this platform that we wanted to build and then eventually getting it out to market. So one of the first things that we did was we knew that we had the idea, but we didn't know if it was something that other people had experienced as well. So one of the very, very first things was, putting together a questionnaire for friends and family, asking them whether they'd experienced the same issues. Asking them for their feedback about the sort of solution we were thinking about, how would they price it, what would be some of the most important features of this solution, and then getting that initial bunch of warm or friendly feedback on your idea. Post that, I think the second step, looking at what does the solution look like? So trying to sketch out what is this business solution, in our case, the technology product, what does that look like? And are we capable of building it? Or, within our networks, do we know people who can help us build it? And then I think the third step, looking at, is there a broader market for this? So we've got, friends who have given us feedback that this would be useful, but is there a broader market for it that can sustain the growth of a business like this long term? And so a little bit of, micro and macroeconomic research on solutions like this, on technology, on tech platforms, e-commerce, and just trying to be really convinced that if we do actually spend, the next few years trying to build the solution, is there a market that can sustain it and that will make it worth it?
Right. Fast forward, the business is becoming operational. Obviously, it's not perfect. It's not a perfect kickoff that happens. So what were one of the biggest blunders that you can remember at the very beginning? And what lesson did that teach you going forward as you started to further grow the app?
One of our biggest blunders actually came from an unexpected source. It was about 2 years into the business and we had demand that we hadn't forecast. And we were really unable to keep up with customer demand and customer requests. And so some of the learnings from that are that firstly, you know, your challenges aren't always going to be where you think that they come from. You know, so we didn't think that scaling or growth would be a challenge. We thought lack of growth would be a challenge. The second thing is, you know, what to do. The second learning was what to do when that happens. And so in our case, you know, we got all of the team on board, made sure that we could try and gear up quickly to meet the demand as soon as possible, and then had to go back to a lot of those customers and apologize and say, you know, we're sorry that we've let you down. This is what we're doing to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And so I think, again, the learnings from that, you know, pull the team in and get everyone to be involved in problem solving. You know, use the opportunity to communicate with your customers. Don't just have this black hole where they don't know what's going on. And the third, humility, you know, and be willing to reach out to your customers, to apologize, be humble, say, we know we've messed up. This is what we're doing to make sure we don't do that again. And then I think the last learning was, you know, the understanding of how challenging periods can really help to bring the company together. And actually, if you handle them well, can have your customers being even more on board with your business than they were before. Because if you're honest, you apologize, you're authentic and upfront, some of those customers you originally let down can be your best supporters long term.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time and for that brilliant story about Sweep South and how it came from a frustrating experience in the December period, Nogal. Entrepreneurship takes dedication and perseverance. It's understanding that you are creating a solution to a problem in your surroundings. I hope you've gotten the tools you need to build a business that South Africa can bank on. I'm Ropa Madzena, and I'll see you next time. Bank on it.